Well, without proceeding, it's plain that there cannot have been any moral or humanitarian motive behind anything that's going on, and it certainly cannot possibly have been the official motives, the ones that are reported by, say, the Boston Globe editors. It cannot be Saddam's crimes that are motivating this. That, again, is just elementary logic. What about the threat of weapons of mass destruction? Well, that's, not, again, there's a number of problems. Suppose we're concerned about weapons of mass destruction. Then one question, obviously, is how come it wasn't true in 1988, when it was a much more serious threat than it is today? Little question. Second question is, the latest bombings, for example, are part of the justification is that they were supposed to reduce Saddam's capacity to produce weapons of mass destruction, but it was conceded at once, in advance, in fact, that the bombings would have the opposite effect. They would increase that capacity. That was conceded because it was obvious. The effect